Tiger!
Ora, ora.
Rā tōra, I ā, I hu kāraiti. Tōr tātou hariki, ā mini.
Māori Language Week in Parliament and the Speaker, David Carter, setting a new record of 1 minute 52 seconds for reading the opening prayer in Te Reo, almost double the previous record set by his predecessor, Lockwood Smith, who used to take just on 60 seconds, three times as long as the Speaker usually takes to read the prayer in English. It could be the only time that Mr. Carter delivers the prayer in Māori this week, after the government's Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, moved urgency at the end of question time.
Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the second reading of the Companies and Limited Partnerships Amendment Bill, the first reading of the Royal Succession Bill and its referral to a select committee.
Mr. Brownlee then went down a list of 18 bills, with one of them prompting an ironic cheer from the opposition.
The committee staged a third reading of the Plumbers, Gas Fitters and Train Layers.
Order!
With 7 second readings and 8 unlimited committee stage debates, the government's given the House enough work to keep it busy through till the weekend. That'll wipe out Members' Day, scheduled for Wednesday, and leave just the one question time for the Prime Minister to respond to questions like this one about the Henry inquiry into the leaking of the Kitteridge report on the GCSB from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
So the Prime Minister is now giving himself the authority and his staff, the Henry Inquiry, appointed by the Department of Prime Minister and only with the authority of the Department of Prime Minister, the right to access Members of Parliament's parliamentary emails and parliamentary email logs without first obtaining the consent of those Members of Parliament.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, the member's not correct. Actually, no emails have actually been looked at. What has been established was an inquiry with terms of reference which made it quite clear that communications, logbooks and records and other material considered relevant would be reviewed. And I think, as I've said earlier, the member would be, because he was already one of the first to be off out of the blocks, claiming that this was a serious matter, that I needed to find out who leaked the report, that I should, quote, get to the bottom of it, all of those things. But today, all of a sudden, he doesn't like it.
The Prime Minister accused the Greens co-leader of having double standards.
When I announced the inquiry, and Dr. Norman thought it was a member of the National Party that might have leaked it, he was screaming for there to be an inquiry with all access to all information and to get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Key's Minister for Canterbury Earthquake Recovery, Jerry Brownlee, adopted a similar strategy in response to questions from Labour's Leanne Dalzell, who was critical of his slow response to warnings that the Christchurch City Council risked losing its accreditation for issuing building permits.
I would also point out to the member that she wrote a letter to the Prime Minister on the 4th of December, lamenting, in her words, the loss of democracy in Christchurch, referring to the dictatorial and disempowering nature of Sarah's involvement in Christchurch, and now she comes into the House and says that although we were criticising the department for being involved, we actually think they should have been more involved. Well, I'm grateful to the member that we have at least one mayoral candidate in the Christchurch election who wants the government to get more involved with the council. We'll certainly take that invitation up should the unlikely event occur of her winning.
Leanne Dalzell wanted to know when the Minister first knew that the Council had been warned by International Accreditation New Zealand, or IANZ.
When was he first made aware of the September IANZ report, which warned the Christchurch City Council that continued accreditation beyond May 2013 will depend on a satisfactory outcome of that assessment, and was he advised by Sarah or a ministerial colleague?
Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I was advised on the 7th of June that IANZ had concerns about the Christchurch City Council consenting process from as far back as 2007. Mr. Speaker, at that point I decided that this situation was intolerable, and we have been taking action since that time, and we'll have further discussions with the City Council tomorrow because this situation cannot continue.
And neither can this program. Back tomorrow. I'm Tom Fruin, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.